The Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA1.
I'm Ira Melman reporting. A question is being asked. Who will pay for the wall? U.S. President Donald Trump Wednesday ordered construction of a wall along the country's southern border with Mexico to thwart illegal immigration. Trump signed the executive orders as he visited the Department of Homeland Security, the federal agency charged with protecting the U.S. border. Trump told ABC News construction of the wall would start within months and continued to contend that Mexico would pay for it.
It will be in a form, perhaps a complicated form, and you have to understand what I'm doing is good for the United States. It's also going to be good for Mexico. We want to have a very stable, very solid Mexico.
However, in a message to the Mexican people Wednesday, President Enrique Peña Nieto again clearly stated that his country will not be picking up the cost. The Mexican president says, when there is a Mexican migrant at risk that requires our help, that is where we should be. That is where the country should be. I regret and disapprove of the decision by the United States to continue with the construction of the wall, which has for years, far from uniting us, divided us. Mexico does not believe in walls. Currently, there is a barrier only along some of the 3,200-kilometer length of the U.S.-Mexico border. U.S. agents patrol the border in vehicles and monitor it with unmanned drones and infrared video. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said the United States would build more detention facilities along the border to house migrants who cross into the U.S. and then give them a one-way ticket back to the country of their origin. The Office of the U.N. High Commissioner for Refugees said it was aware of the U.S.-Mexican border issue and would closely follow it. This is VOA News. The U.S.